I was going to say good afternoon, but it's now probably good evening.
Sure is.
It's good night.
I want to thank you for this opportunity to speak. My name is Frank Himpler. I'm a resident and a homeowner at the Ridings community. I have a couple of prepared comments, but since I've heard my name mentioned, I do need to clarify a couple points. The first point was, I believe Soltage did reach out, not to the Ridings Homeowners Association, but actually to our property management company.
Okay.
That information was not communicated back to the Homeowners Association.
Unfortunate.
The first contact that I had with Soltage was when Zach Meyer called me on a Friday afternoon. So that was the first opportunity for us to obtain information. At that point, he did mention that he reached out to the property management company,
okay,
but nothing was transmitted to us. It probably would have been good to have such information provided prior to this meeting here today. That be it said, after consideration of all the relevant information, should the commission decide to recommend this conditional use for a solar farm be approved, I ask the commission to consider including a condition to increase the vegetated buffer along those fence lines that border what I understand to be the north and east side of the installation. These are the fences that are closest to the homes of the Ridings. They represent not only the five homes in particular, but also adjacent homes more on the northern side as well. They would provide additional visual screening of the proposed insulation to those homeowners. I would suggest a condition similar to that was required for an earlier approved solar installation, a vegetated buffer that's composed of 12 evergreen trees and 10 shrubs per 100 feet would be appropriate to mitigate any concerns regarding possible impact of Ridings property values or any concerns with regards to residual health effects.
What was that number again? Just
for the record.
12 evergreen trees and 10 shrubs per 100 feet.
And did that come from some, I mean, is that an arbitrary source, or did that come from us? Was that something
that
we did
that,
on a,
that
some,
came
for somebody
from
else?
A,
okay.
From another application,
with
yes. I could provide that
okay.
out.
Okay.
I think it was
yeah.
one that was proffered.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might have been, yeah. We'll certainly take that
yeah.
under advisement, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And I do want to acknowledge the information that was provided by Zach and Soltage in general. I think that type of information is helpful. It was provided to our homeowners through our community website, so it was available to homeowners. But unfortunately, because of the timing, it was rather short.
Things happen.
Okay. Thank you for everyone's
All right,
time.
Thank you.
Just one question.
Mr. Himpler, sorry. If I may, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Himpler, just if I could, just for staff's understanding, just separate to this application, do you have any information on the gaps in the buffer? This was a wooded buffer that was planned as part of the
yeah,
Ridings.
That's an issue for us because it's supposed to be wooded. So
yes. That predates my home ownership, but
okay.
anecdotally what I was told was that was removed by the homeowner themselves.
Okay.
Sort of looks like it on that one because
it
starts and stops at a property line.
Yeah.
Like yes. and the one with the vinyl fence, I don't have a good understanding of background
the,
on that.
The buffer, Mr. Robertson, correct me if I'm wrong, but the buffer is actually lands of the HOA.
That's correct.
They are not
yes,
lands of the individual property owners, so they
correct.
Have destroyed property that was not theirs to destroy, so
correct.
That's an issue. So that buffer, unfortunately, the HOA ends up getting the privilege of restoring that buffer. Perhaps that's something that the applicant could do for you. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see what
happens. I should have preceded my earlier comments that I'm here representing as a homeowner, not representing the board or the association in any way.
So you're not representing the HOA?
No.
Okay, understood.
Okay.
Understood.
Thank you.
All right, sir, thank you. Here is an individual, okay.
And one thing too, just for the benefit, and there were some good comments that the gentleman just made. As you all probably know, this commission makes a recommendation to county council. When's the county council hearing, Mr. Whitehouse?
3 weeks.
Yeah, you get to do this all over again.
So there's an opportunity to have those kinds of meetings.
About that.
During the day.
October 10th is the county council meeting. It'll be Tuesday. So that means that you've got basically, you know, a month and a half time now to try to have those meetings that, you know, it sounds like couldn't happen because of the property management company in the interim. So it might be wise to do that between now and county council so that both sides, you know, have a better understanding of the entire application, so.
Correct. You're absolutely privileged to have as much conversation between the parties as you want to have between the hearings. That's why this two-step process works. This group makes a recommendation to county council. It's everybody's first look a lot of times. It's everybody's first look. You all kind of get to see what each other are thinking, what's going on, what the plan is. And then we make a recommendation based on what we heard. When you go to the next hearing, it might be significantly different because maybe you've already resolved the issues that you came here with, or you've got new issues. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But that's why the two-step process works. Is there anybody else who wants to speak? Going once, twice, last chance. Anybody?
I would like to say thank you for the work that you do and the sacrifices you make to make these tough decisions.
Well,
the depth of the discernment, and I don't know how you stay awake.
I don't either. And sir, you're out of order. Hold on, we're not done yet. Just a second.
I just want to share this for the benefit of the commission.
One other thing. Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
I'd like to just share this information for the benefit of the commission. I asked Mr. Phillips, who's planner too, as everybody knows, with the Planning and Zoning Department, how many applications have been approved by Sussex County, and of those, where do they lie within? He's referring to a village, which would be like Roxanne or Lincoln, the town of Lincoln, a smaller place. Or within town limits, or a subdivision next to town limits, I should say. So there have been 13 applications that have been reviewed through the whole course, which means they went through county council. Of the 13, 13 were approved. Two are within a quarter of a mile of a village. Four are within a quarter of a mile of a subdivision. Two are within a quarter of a mile of town limits. Three share boundaries with subdivisions, and only two or more a quarter of a mile or more away from a residential community. So I felt like that was a whole lot more that are closer to subdivisions than what I really realized, because we do see a lot of them for farmland, but a lot of them are within close proximity of other homes.
It's more than I thought, yeah.
So it was shocking to me, honestly.
Okay. We'll make that part of the record as well.
Okay. I'll send the email to you.
Yeah.
So, anyone on the commission have any further questions?
Just a quick comment. I think I heard some willingness from some reasonable voices to get together and compromise around resolving some problems the community already has that exist.
I would just say we will contact Mr.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Okay, great. Okay, so before we close the public hearing, you guys get the prize for being the most patient people here tonight. You've waited all night to have your hearing. Believe it or not, we have another public hearing, okay? So we're going to ask you if you would, if you're not going to remain, if you would leave very quietly. Thank you very much. We'll close the public hearing. Of course, you're always welcome to remain to see if we make a decision. All right.